from the prayer of the Lord of Sutras, Holy Golden Light. By the sound of the great drum of the Holy Golden Light, in these three worlds, three thousands of worlds, may the sufferings of cruel migrations, the sufferings of the Lord of Death's domain, and the sufferings of privation be brought to an end. By the thunder of that mighty drum, may all want in the world be ended. Just as the lords of the subduers are without fear, their fears allayed, so too may all sentient beings be without fear, parted from their fears. Just as the all-knowing able lords, though dwelling within the cycles of existence, possess all holy qualities, so, too, may the meditative concentrations of all beings possess the qualities of the harmonies with enlightenment. And may those qualities become oceans of qualities. By the thunder of that mighty drum, may all beings come to possess the voice of Brahma. May they attain the most blessed enlightenment of the Buddhas. May they turn the virtuous wheel of doctrine. May they live for unimaginable aeons. May they teach the way for the welfare of wanderers. May they relieve suffering and destroy afflictions. May they extinguish desire, hatred, and delusion. May those beings who abide in places of tortured existence, those beings whose bodies and bones are burning in flames of pain, may they hear the beating of the drum, and may they cry, "I bow to you, the Buddhas." May all beings remember their births in hundreds of lives, in thousands of lives, in tens of millions of lives. May they be ever mindful of the lords of sages, and may they heed their vast words. By the thunder of that mighty drum, may all beings find constant companionship in the Buddhas. May they abandon the actions of ill deed. May they practice those of good. May all the suffering of all that lives in all the lands of all worlds be forever stilled. And may those creatures crippled in their limbs, impaired of sense, all be made whole. May those afflicted with sickness, weak and frail, without refuge in the 10 regions, all swiftly be relieved of their ills, be renewed in their organs and strength. May those threatened with death by rulers and thieves, those who lie at the mercy of 100 different miseries, those living beings besieged and suffering, all be freed from their hundreds of unendurable fears. And those tortured by bonds, bound and beaten, those who live amid manifold poverty, are oppressed by many thousands of afflictions, incur all manner of misery and terrors which they cannot bear, may they be released from their bonds. May the scourged be delivered from their beatings. May the condemned have life, the troubled be unafraid. May those who hurt with hunger and thirst partake of a feast. May the blind see a myriad of shapes, the deaf hear a symphony of sounds, the naked be clothed, the poor find a treasure. May all have the pleasure of possessing many precious jewels. May none be tormented by feelings of pain. May they all be fair of face and figure, their bodies subdued, their minds abounding with unremitting bliss. By the mere thought, may their wishes for merit and riches, food and drink, at once be made manifest. May their longings for the melodies of lute and drum, for streams, lakes, and ponds, pools full of golden lotus and utpala, their dreams of clothes and wealth, pearls, gems, exquisite golden ornaments, and lapis lazuli, all instantly be fulfilled. May there not arise an anguish cry in any world. May none know unhappiness. May they all be beautiful, and may they be a light for one another. Whatever is held most high by humanity, may it be theirs simply through thought. May all their desires immediately upon conception be altogether realized as the fruit of their merit. Throughout the three times, may they have incense and garlands, scented oils, aromatic powders, variegated flowers, and flowering trees. May they take them, may they be happy. May they worship in the 10 directions all the inconceivable ones gone thus, the bodhisattvas, the hearers, and the immaculate, pure teachings of Dharma. May migrators shun all that is unworthy, pass beyond the 8 states of unrest, and attain crowning kingly leisure. May all beings always have the Buddhas at their side. May they always be born into noble families. May their affluence and fortune flourish. May they be richly adorned for endless aeons with praise and fame, lovely radiant bodies. May they be brave, may they be strong, may they be wise and lucid. May they ever strive for enlightenment. May they engage in the 6 perfections. May they behold in the 10 quarters the Buddhas beatifically seated upon thrones of precious lapis lazuli before the supremely sanctified tree of enlightenment, and there may they hear the truth revealed.